A bit like our next guest has. And I'm not talking about Louis Betts either. It's time, thanks to Fairmont Homes building for South Australians for 50 years.
Eddie, Eddie, Eddie! Oi, oi, oi! Bye! Eddie's got to go!
Well, he provided some highlights on Saturday against the Sydney Swans. Eddie Betts, good morning.
Good morning, guys. That doesn't get old.
I reckon it gets funnier the more you hear it. Now, we've got half of the Betts family in here today. We've got Eddie, and we've also got one of your two sons,
Lewis. Yeah, Louis, we've got little Louis Betts.
How you going there, Louis?
He's good. Mum and Billy still asleep, and he woke up, and I said, I have to go on radio. And he cried and said, I haven't been on radio yet. So he's in here now.
Do you reckon in 20 years' time they might be chanting Louie down at the ground?
Don't know. He can do whatever he wants, really.
What about you? Hey, are you into the footy, Louie? Do you like kicking with your dad?
Number 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change rooms.
You're going to change rooms?
Yeah.
You get to go in the change rooms?
Yeah, it was pretty fun in there.
Pretty fun in there.
It is at the moment. Did you go down on Saturday night, or was it too late for you?
It's too late for me.
Oh no. So were you tucked up in bed when the game was on?
Yeah.
But did you wake up the next morning and get the best surprise ever that we'd beaten Sydney?
I didn't go to bed because
did Dad kick any goals?
Yeah, he won.
Did he ever?
Yeah.
was that one of the best wins you've ever been involved in, Eddie?
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty full on, to be honest. You know, Sydney's such a great side, and you know, they're a contested ball team. So we knew if we just matched them inside the bubble, and get it forward to us forwards, we could kick some goals. And yeah, that's what happened. We ended up getting the win in the end, which was good.
What was going through your mind when you're standing in the square with a minute to go and you saw Tex?
I was hoping that he'd kick it to me, not over my head. Yeah, that was a weird one because there was a contest there, and I should have pushed up the ground instead of, you know, held back, because, you know, we're up by three. We've got to try, you know, stop them from scoring. Hmm. But I held, and Tex won the ball, and we ended up getting a goal out of it. It was risky, but
hell of a goal.
Came off.
Were you aware of how much time was left at that point? The runner been out to tell you?
After I kicked the other goal, he said there's 3 minutes left to go, and I was like, oh man, that's a long time. And
now, what have you made about the controversy over that earlier goal? Because some, you know, people across the border, some spoil sport, joyless types have suggested it might have been a push in the back.
It might have been a push in the back.
I think, what, you agree with them?
I think if Nick Smith fell forward, it would have been a free kick, but he's, to his credit, he stayed up tall and didn't give away the free kick, and we ended up getting a goal out of it.
He should have gone the full soccer-style dive, you
reckon?
Yeah,
if he did that, we would have got a free kick.
It was a game that felt like, and it's been described as having a sort of a finals-like atmosphere. It was played in a finals-like sort of intensity out in the field. Is that immediately obvious? Is that something you pick up from the first bounce, or does it take a while?
I think it's the team that you're playing in Sydney, because Sydney is always a tough team to play against, and you know, like I said before, they're very contested, and it's always stoppage after stoppage. But in this game, it seems like it was free falling, like just goals after goals after goals. So it was very exciting to watch if you're a spectator. So, but it was good that we got the win.
Oh, it was unbelievable. So going into Friday night, I suppose playing away at the MCG against the reigning premiers, three-time premiers now, Hawthorn. This is an even bigger test, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no bigger test than playing Hawthorn on the G. I mean, they've, you know, like you said, back-to-back-to-back. So we owe them one. You know, they smacked us in the prelim over at the MCG. So, yeah, we got to try to give them one back. But if we got a lot of confidence going into this Friday night. But we just got to go over and play our structure.
They tend to give you the treatment a bit, don't they, Hawthorn?
They do. It's Brett Ratton. He's my old senior coach at Carlton, and he's their midfield coach, and he tells the boys to get stuck into me. So all the Hawthorn boys get stuck into me. So I'll be expecting it this week, and hopefully we can go over and get the win.
Wayne Miller was ruled out pretty early in the week with, I think, a quad or something to that effect. Chance we could see Charlie Cameron this week, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we've got a variety of players that are playing good footy in the samples. So, you know, I think the boys are training well and, you know, there's a spot there to be taken and we'll see who grabs it.
Are the guys starting to sort of think big, Eddie, or are people still keeping a lid on it? Because the fans are. The fans are getting really, really excited about the way you guys are travelling. But are you still saying, no, we just got to not get ahead of ourselves?
No, we're excited about the way we're travelling, but we're not getting too big about it. We're just week after week. We're just building confidence. We believe in the game plan that we're putting out there. And, you know, it's showing that we're playing good footy. So, in-house, we're confident about the way we're playing, but we're taking it week after week, like I said before. Like, we've got Hawthorn Friday night. We'll see how we go then.
It's just such an exciting brand of football, and I think the thing that made Saturday such a great game was that Sydney are a really exciting side too. Like, as a forward, were you watching? I mean, I know it wasn't particularly nice to see it happening at the time, but what about their forward, Isaac Heaney? He's just unbelievable, that guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he actually trained with us.
Really?
When he was younger. So he came for, I think, 3 days and trained with us, and then he got drafted to Sydney. Yeah, he's going to be an absolute gun. And Buddy's just an absolute superstar. You know, he looks like he's having fun again.
Yeah,
which is great. And we just teased Jake Lever because he was chasing him down the side, that flank. Just remind him of, who was it? Who did he chase against Essendon? Someone chased Buddy when he kicked that goal of the year.
Yeah.
Hooker, I think it was.
Yeah,
that's right. We were teasing Jake. We're saying, yeah, Jake, you look like Hooker trying to chase Buddy down that flank and you end up kicking a goal.
It's hard to catch.
When you walked into the studio this morning, one of the big talking points that came out of the weekend was actually up on the TV screen in here was the Stephen May hit on Stephen Martin in the Brisbane Gold Coast game. He just got suspended for 5 games yesterday. What did you make of that? It was a pretty ugly sort of a exchange.
Yeah, it was. It was. We were all in the rooms at the game getting ready to play Sydney, and the boys are on their phone just checking the apps. And they said, oh, I've seen Stephen May's hit. It's massive. And, yeah, I don't know. That's the tribunal to decide that.
Yeah.
And 5 weeks.
Because it was only about an hour and a half before the Adelaide-Sydney game, wasn't it?
I think what made it worse, he jumped off the ground, hit him in the head,
and
he's KO'd. And it was a massive bump, so... I wouldn't be trying to run into the big May.
He's a big unit.
He's massive.
Yeah. So do you guys all have your mobiles and everything down there in the change rooms before you're getting ready? Or do you have a time?
We've got a time where we're not allowed to use our mobile phones. Even for music, you're not allowed to use it. We've got a big jukebox down there now. We put all our playlists on the jukebox and they pump that up because, you know, these days you can get in trouble for using your phones during game time. So
who's got the worst taste in music? Who ruins the jukebox mix?
I don't know. Everyone's not a fan of Luke Loudon's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he like to listen to?
He likes, like, gangster, very, very gangster-like, just swear word after swear word after swear word. We had to tell him to tone it down a bit at training because it was F-word and all the other words.
Particularly with your kids hanging around.
Yeah, they were like supporters there, and these words are getting thrown out.
Listen to NWA or something like that.
Family-friendly atmosphere.
Hey, Eddie, we've got to mention, I know radio is not a visual medium, but the hoodie that you're wearing today, I dream of Cheney. Absolutely fantastic. Last year when Danger was in, we had the Cam Ellis Yeoman one. Inspired by the Village People, and this one... Our gun defender, done up as Barbara Eden from I Dream of Cheney. It's a fantastic...
It does look fantastic. It looks awesome. I'm going to wear it into the club today and show him.
Bright red like Kyle, he might sort of fade into the background if you stand next to him with that.
He would absolutely love it.
Now, Eddie, just before we let you go, you're making a name for yourself with us here on 5AA Breakfast this year with your fun facts. We had round two was all the losers playing all of the winners.
Yeah, and it was John Butcher, I think it was.
Yep. The only John. Have you got any fun facts for us this week?
Yeah, I do, but it's got nothing to do with footy.
That's fine.
Nothing to do. It's just completely random. And I've got it off my brother-in-law, and I don't know how it's true or not or how he got the facts, but I'll give it a go. Polar bears are the only species in the world that there are more left-handed bears than right-handed.
How did they even work that out?
I don't know. I said to him, is that true? He goes, yeah, that's absolutely true.
They gave him a biro.
Yeah.
I said sign this.
That's not true. Where are you getting these information from? I need better.
Well, One fact is that this week we've got the top six is playing each other, with the Gold Coast and North Melbourne and West Coast in Sydney, and the Crows playing Hawthorn on Friday night at the G. So all the very best of luck for that, mate. It's going to be an absolute cracker of a game. Extremely excited about the way you guys are travelling.
And congratulations to Sean Burgoyne too, to playing his 300th game.
Yeah, great football. Amazing player for Port and for the Hawks.
He's going to hopefully he plays well, but we win. So,
who's going to win, Louie? Is Dad going to win on Friday night?
Yeah.
How many goals is Dad going to kick?
Five.
Five. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Take that.
I'll take that.
Yeah, happy with that.
Hope you're right, Lewis.
Good on you guys. Thanks to you, Lewis, and thanks to you, Eddie.
Thanks, guys.